Radio, touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A hustler's spirit. Radio. A hustler's spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Hey, hey, hey. I want to welcome everybody. My name is Jim Ferguson, and I am your host of A Hustler Spirit Radio on BBSRadio.com. Judy, how are you doing today? I want to welcome my host, Judy, and Ken. What's going on with you guys today? I'm doing real good.
I am having a fabulous day. Fabulous day.
That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Excellent. It's good to hear that, and definitely good to hear that. So funny you said that. I got a couple. I had an interesting week this week. It was very interesting. It was very much a learning curve. It was phenomenal. I'll take it in every aspect of it. Now, got a question for you. If you walk into a place, and I'm asking both you guys this, if you walk into a place and, you know, you're in this place of business and you're waiting to be served, and another person walks in and, you know, you have eye contact with the person and the person says, "Hey, how you doing?" And you say, "Hey, how you doing?" And a third person comes in. I mean, normally, let's just go back to the person. Normally when somebody says, I'll say, "Judy, how you doing, darling?" And you'll say, "You know what, Jim, I am having a wonderful day." Now, immediately to me, I feel happy for you that you had a wonderful day. That's just me. Now, Ken, would you say the same thing about you?
I love to hear
that. Right, even if you're not having a good day, right?
Yeah, because it's going to make my day better just knowing somebody else.
Having a good day.
Having a good day.
Well, let me tell you.
Right on.
Now, let me tell you about this asshole that I ran into a couple of days ago. Because I'm about to get buck nasty with it tonight. Check it out. This is what happened. I'm in this place for our equipment. I'm looking at some equipment. I'm just checking it out. So I walk in, talk to the gentleman. He's telling me about some things that I'm interested in. These two guys walk into the place. Now, one guy I noticed right off the bat, because he had a Autorama, which is our hot rod show that we have every year here in Cleveland. It's called the Autorama. And he had it, and it was a recent shirt because it said 2009. Now, immediately, I said to him, "Hey, how you doing?" And he said, "Man, I'm having a great day." So then he asked me, he was like, "Well, how you doing?" I said, "I'm having a fantastic day." Now, remind you, it was two of them that walked in. Now, the one guy, we ain't even talking to him. I'm not even talking to him. This is what this guy says to me after I said, "I'm having a fantastic day." He said, "You're full of shit." That's what he said. Now, I know that was directed to me since I was the last one that actually made the statement coming on. Now, I'm also realizing that I'm pretty sure that's a buddy of his, so he would have known that the guy's not having a great day. So I'm assuming it's shot to me. Now, I'm still at the counter waiting to be served. So he then says, "You must be a fucking millionaire or something." And my response back to him was that I'm very close. Very close, and I'm on my way. Then he says, "I don't fucking believe that shit." And then I tell him, "You ought to fucking believe it because it's the truth." And you could hear a pin drop in that place because I made it quite clear that everybody in that joint needed to hear that. Now, why I bring that point up? Immediately with that comment that he gave, earlier, two statements ago, you automatically know what kind of day he was having, or year or month. You would assume that, right? Would everybody be agreeing with that? You could pretty much assume from his comment that he, whatever possibly having, jacked up period of time. But here's what I refuse to do. I refuse to let that man get into my kitchen. Now, I'm going to tell you how precise that was. That was precise that I wasn't even looking at him, and immediately, as soon as he got done with the last word, I let him finish. As soon as he got done with the last word, I did not have to think about what I was going to say. It was a natural response. Now, 4 months ago, I probably would have just chucked it up and walked out the door. No, you got to get it now. You got to get it. Because if you're going to bring something, you surely must believe something's going to come back. And I wanted to let that man have it. And I'll give you one even better. If it would have went to fisticuffs in that place, we would have got busy too. But the whole point that what I learned from that scenario is that I was able to detach myself from it all once I walked out the door. I mean, not one bit other than me chuckling, getting in my car, driving away, I detached myself from the whole event. And that is something that I can say I would not have done some time ago. I can also say, since the help that I have gotten from balancing my chakras, since the help that I have gotten from Judy, I know Greg had said you guys that did some tag team work on me that I didn't even know from a distance, and I'm telling you, also what I've been doing also is I've been doing some crystal work, serious crystal work. I really have. I'm really, 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 really interested into the crystals. I purchased the crystal Bible. Now, I'm wearing with me a crystal called the Sunstone. And this crystal also invokes the power of saying no. It also invokes the power of releasing hooks that people's energy can have on you, relationships can have on you, and it also releases hooks on past lives. And it does some other stuff that we'll get into it on another show, because Ken told me I don't really need to indulge that kind of information to him. It's a little bit personal. Whoa, so we ain't going to get into that. Ken, now this is my best buddy. He told me, Jim, that's a little bit too much information out there. Well, what it do? But I tell you, anybody out there listening, man, go research you a Sunstone crystal. Get you one of those crystals. I hang it around my neck. It is about right around my heart chakra area, right around that area right there. I got the length just right. I'm telling you, trust me. Trust me when I tell you, they work. They work, and they work. I'm also, and I got a couple more scenarios, and then we're going to jump into a couple subjects too. The other scenario was that I purchased a cluster, a raw cluster. Hold me to this name now. It is called Stellite. And it's called Popophyllite. Popophyllite. And definitely helps with your intuition. You're supposed to place this crystal, or the cluster, or the crystals if you have, I just happen to be lucky enough to get a cluster of them, on your brow chakra, or your third eye. And I did it 2 days ago. I believe it's 2 days ago. And let me tell you something. I could feel the energy from my forehead going back through the backside of my head. It was a little scary at first. But at the same time, I noticed that I have been more focused these last, I could say I've been focused pretty well the last week or so. It really got real intensified within the last 2 to 3 days. I mean, I got a lot of stuff done. I was able to just tell people if they're giving me conversation, I didn't want to. I cut them off. I'm being polite, but at the same time, I'm also being responsible for what I'm taking into myself. So that comes first than me being polite. If I don't want to hear that bull crap, I'm gonna let you know. And now I'm getting to a point now that I'm gonna pre-warn people that I talk to on the phone. If you're not coming correct right out the gate, and I'm letting you know I'm not really trying to hear that, then I'm not going to answer the phone, or I'm going to hang up on you. And that's just how it is. So it definitely, I have been able to, where I've, you know, have let things go, let them ride. I am very quick, very precise, and I'm done with it, and I'm able to walk away. So that's kind of one of the things. And you know, it chuckled because, I chuckled, because I was able to see some learning lessons within that. And also, very interesting, on the lower vibrating side, I had a tremendous verbal argument with my sister. Oh, it was tremendous. It was something else. It was just ridiculous. It was brewing, all brewing about feeding my dog. That's what it started from. So, my God, it went on for about 10 minutes. I mean, we going at it. I'm saying stuff. She's saying stuff. Blah, blah, blah. She gets up. She leaves. I'm saying something and all the rest of that. And then I go outside. I'm standing under some trees with my dog, walking him. And I realize the lesson for myself there. And it was basically where I thought I was not. What I thought I had mastered or on the process of mastering, I had not. I humbled myself to the experience. I immediately forgave myself. It didn't take a nanosecond. Put the dog up, walked into the house, knocked on the door that she was in a room, and I walked in and I told her, and I didn't even care, even though my father heard the argument, and he basically said, you know, she was wrong, she shouldn't have, it didn't make a difference. I walked in and I told her, and I looked at her, I said, Diane, that's her name, I said, I am so sorry. And she said she's sorry too. And I hadn't embraced my sister that way. It has been since my mother passed, since I've embraced my sister that way. And it's something that we both needed. We both needed, you know. I mean, Mother Earth explodes, but we needed that side, that part. We needed it. And that whole day, we had a ball the whole day. I mean, immediately, I was not going to carry that. And that's the kind of person I am. I'm not going to carry an argument and keep that crap going. It's just unhealthy. And I immediately said to her, let's go. We went to this crystal place over here on the west side of Cleveland. And we also ate. We also grabbed something to eat and had some margaritas and had some excellent food, some Mexican food. And wonderful. I mean, wonderful. Just wonderful. So that was another thing. And I thank my ascended masters, and I thank my spiritual guides, and I also let them know that I believe I've seen the lesson, and I wasn't going to let that lesson keep coming back and, you know, beating me up the whole week. And No. So I really feel good. So if she's listening out there, and I do think she's tuned in today, I want to say, Diane, I love you so much. And she's really studying, and she's really having an open mindset now about a lot of things that you know, she will hear me talk about, and it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing as a family. It's a wonderful thing when you have friends that, you know, have an open mind, and you can move on and just acknowledge those things. And I can say that it feels good to see the lesson or a lesson in every event. And for me, that feels good. So I did want to say that out there. I'm letting a little bit of things go out there, but I did want to say that. And it was a wonderful feeling with, you know, even that, the situation that I said to that guy, some other situations, people picking with you. And you know what? I can really say that it's an empowering feeling. So with that, I tell people, get online, check out some crystals, see what kind of tickles you in a way, and go. Now also, I'm planning on going this year to Arkansas, and they have some crystal mines. Three, my cousin was telling me about, that you actually go yourself and dig these crystals out. So I'm looking forward to doing that this year, and I'm going to promise myself that I'm going to get down there. That's my mother's hometown in Chittister, Arkansas, not too far from Little Rock, and she's over there by Camden. That's where she was born at. So anyway, I'm going to get down over there. I want to get down there and get my hands dirty and get into some crystals myself. Now, Judy, you said you had a excellent week. I'm pretty sure you had an excellent day today. So you can tell me a little bit about your day today, then we'll get into a couple things today about energy management and about kicking procrastination in the ass. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to kick procrastination in the ass. Give it a good swift kick. Get it out the way. Let's get focused. Let's go make that money. We ain't chasing a damn thing. The money's coming to us. Now, how was your day and your week, Miss Judy?
It was absolutely fabulous because I taught a class tonight. You forgive everything and everyone. You open up a field of infinite possibilities. And
there
anything
you go.
Can happen. Miracles can happen. I just finished teaching this class.
Man.
And because I did. I just came straight from Virginia Beach and sat down here, and that's what I taught tonight. Forgive everything and everyone, and miracles can happen. And
okay, but listen, I'm going to hear, we're going to hear a little bit more about that. I think we're going to break. Y'all done heard me blab.
Okay.
We're going to break, and we're going to hear from Judy, and we're going to hear
radio.
From
touching
Big Daddy King. We'll be right back.
Time.
And Greg.
Touching one soul at a time.
Anybody there?
I'm here.
All right, well, I got on the line.
Good. I was worried you weren't going to
play. Keeping it hard all day long.
I made it.
Keeping it in you all night.
Paying it forward.
Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating.
But it's long.
A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. 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 A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. 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 A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. 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 Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back.
Hey,
welcome
hey.
Back. Hey, 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 hey. This is Jim Ferguson, Hustler Spirit Radio. We got Judy, Ken, Greg. Greg, you with us, baby. Good to hear from you, man. Good to hear from you. What was you out there doing, man? Doing push-ups or something, dude? Or what were you doing?
I was paying it forward. My neighbor was sick, so I went and cut their lawn without them even knowing I did it.
There you go. So there you go. That's what I'm talking about, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
The lawn
hey,
cut.
There you go. Keeping the neighborhood up and tight. That's what it's about here. Keeping it up and tight. Hey, check it out, Judy. Now, that's mighty funny. Now, go back over what you were saying at the class that you was teaching. And you come from Virginia Beach? You just came from Virginia Beach?
I just came from Virginia Beach, and that's what I was teaching. Forgive everything, everyone, and miracles can happen because you open up the field of infinite possibilities. Now the universe can step in and make miracles happen. But you have to let go of control. You just got to give it up. You got to surrender. You got to forgive, and anything in the world can now happen to you. That's why if you don't forgive people, you hold on to grudges and things like that, you've narrowed your stream of infinite possibilities down to nothing but a triple. That's what the guy in that shop did to you today. He's going to have a crappy time.
Right.
Because
right.
He couldn't forgive you for just walking in the store.
Yeah.
You know, he got mad at you just from taking a look at you. So he just screwed his whole day, probably his whole week, his whole month, and God knows what up.
Right, 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 right. And I, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I don't really want to give him any energy. I mean, but at the same time, for people out there listening, when I said what I said and I did what I did, it was like I was numb. Like it, I just gave it back to him and I walked on. Where that's not normally in the past, that's not how I would do it. But if I would even, it would really have to be a pressing issue for me to really crack off like that. You know what I mean? But I felt like, you know what, dude? I wasn't talking to your ass anyway. That's the whole, you know what I mean? And then when you said that, you pissed because, you know what I mean? I got money. And you pissed because I'm having a fantastic day. I really didn't care, you know, and I really can't even say, to be honest with you, that I was even thinking about it that, I can be honest, I really wasn't even thinking about it that deep. And say, you know, money or attitude. I really didn't. I heard what I heard and I bit back. And it was just that quick. So I want to say again, Greg, if you wasn't listening, if you hadn't got online, baby, I want to thank you for what you did to help me balance my chakras out. I really do. You and Judy both. I want to thank you guys for that, because I can tell you, when I called you that night, man, I was out of whack, and you knew it.
Yes,
you know, I was in a parking lot doing what he was telling me to do. He was like, you might look like you're a fool, but you're going to have to do this. I told you, Greg, I don't care how I look, man. I need to get straight, like, right now. So I can't tell you that I enjoy the change. And every time we get on this radio, I can say that it is medicine and therapy for myself. You know what I mean? Not just doing it for people listening, but I'm doing it for myself too. And I'm really so happy. I'm happy to be with all you guys, and I'm happy to be on BBS Radio. I'm happy to be on the whole nine yards. I'm happy. Seth, Don, you guys listening, man, I'm happy for all you guys. I think we're all family. I believe it in my heart. And I'm very happy. I'm very happy to have this medium to be able to get this information out. Really do.
Yeah.
I really do. And I just want to, I know we say bye and thank you, everybody, but I really want to thank everybody that's listening, and I want to thank everybody that's involved. And people that's involved with the show on the back half. You know, people that I have doing research for me, people that I have, you know, doing footwork for me because my days are so busy. So I just want to give that out there. I really want to give that out there from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so very much. And basically, y'all can step out the way because I'm about to put my foot in something. That's just how that goes, Big Daddy. So, Judy, we heard about how your day was. Ken, how about yourself, man? Have you been putting a WAP stick on it, man, all week? How you been, baby? I mean, how you been?
Well, I've been taking care of a lot of things. Honestly, what I'm doing with my life right now, I'm getting everything that's hindering me out the way.
You're throwing it out.
So once I get, I feel like it's out of my way, I'm concentrating more on me and doing me.
Right.
And I'll feel a lot better because, like I said a couple weeks ago,
right,
I'm starting to feel real good about everything about me,
every little thing.
Even if it's a flaw, I love it.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm picking it up.
That's what I'm saying, Big Daddy. If it's a flaw.
I feel real, you know,
but
I feel
perfect,
good.
Though, huh?
Even though some days are a little, you know,
we're trying.
I get through it and I snap back in.
I'm
moving it out the way.
Right, moving it out the way. I said, I have to look at you. I mean, we're in the same studio right now. I'm looking at him. I said, you know, and he do. You know, y'all might not can see him out here, but he do look a little younger. And then you look like you're lightening up a little bit there, baby. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, your skin is smoothing out, man. You know what I mean? And I see you got your little waves in, too. You know, you got your little waves going.
Well, I was in a dirty hole today, digging, putting a sewer line and water line in. So before I came here, I had to tighten up a lot of stuff because I wasn't really smelling the greatest. And I had my little baby, my little three-year-old. He said, Daddy, I stepped in something and it don't smell good. We got to go home soon.
Oh yeah.
I think he's experimenting too, but I think he you know, it's amazing, you know, what a little child could, you know, pick up from someone, and he sees he's so smart, man. It is truly amazing. He explores and he tries to get things out his way as well.
Right. Well, I'm gonna tell you something. You know what a good plus is? A good plus is that as a parent, you can see more dimensions through what he's going through. See, not only can you see him being your son, but you can see him being possibly other things in other lives. Because guess what? He chose to incarnate that body when you and your wife got together, baby. So you know it's somebody that you know. So it's just hang on in there and not, you know, just hang on in there and enjoy the experience. And if you can do that, that's a whole lot more than 98 to 99% of society can think about when they look at their children. That you had something that they felt comfortable enough to come in and say, I want to come in on this when this happens, if this happens with this person. So when you do that, you know, you have to open up your mindset for that. But that is a wonderful thing. But you look good, man. You look good. I'm not blowing smoke up your ass, but you do look good. I can say that you look different last week, too. And I think that we've got some comments for some people, man, and hearing you out there, dude. So you are doing it, man. You are doing it. You are doing it. I know we talk 4 and 5 and 6 and sometimes 8 times a day, and which is a wonderful thing, too. And we talk, you know, I really see you. I really see you putting your foot in. I see you putting your size. I ain't gonna say your shoe size, baby. It might make people excited. But I see you putting your Timberland down on something. Greg, how you doing out there, man? Tell me what's going on with you today.
I'm doing fantastic. As I said, Judy and I were talking on the break, and once you pay it forward, like do something for somebody like what I did cutting that grass for the person that was sick and not expecting anything. They didn't even know I did it.
Right.
And you come away feeling so enriched. And it's an awesome feeling.
Because you helped yourself amazing. In the baseline to it. Yep. Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
I had a great day. I helped a few people. Worked on a couple of people remotely, and they felt an instant change, and it was really, really, really wonderful. So, as I said, this is a good life. I love helping people and transforming people and making them happy and making them healthy. And back to what Ken was saying about his son, once we're able to become like a child, that's when the miracles, the magic happens.
You better believe it.
Because it said, once we let go, and that's why he looks so young, because he's letting go of all the baggage, Ken's letting go of all the anger and resentment, and once you do that, that's when you do become young again, because you're stress-free and your body is in tune and your body is one. So.
Right. I mean, I'm telling you, straight out. And I'm going to tell you another thing, too, Ken. You've been putting some time in on them books, man. You've been putting some time in, baby. I'm telling you, man, this man is on a mid. You about to get medieval on these folks out here, dude.
It's
go
something
ahead.
That I always like to do, and I just never took the time to do it. And, you know, like a lot of times my resources ain't like I wanted to, but, you know, that was just because it's a library, and they have a vast assortment of books. When I go in there, books pick me.
That's what we're talking about right there.
Amen.
That is exactly what we're talking about. That sounds wonderful. That is a perfect, perfect thing. Now, boy, and this time is flying here. Let me say this to you, too. I think very, very important for us to take a quick peek. Now, this is some notes and stuff that I wrote during this week. Mental attitude. We got to get nasty, man. We really do. This is not the time. See, I'm going to tell you something. That guy that I've seen in that place of business, let me tell you something, man. That's a mass amount of majority of people out here right now. You got to get past that. Basically, what you got to do, you got to stomp them. You got to stomp them out the way. Just stomp them one quick kick. Get them out the way. Get on with what you got to do. Not letting anybody into your psyche, man. Whatever it is. I don't care what it is. If it's a project, something you're building, something you're making, something you got to go do, getting all these other things together, getting up in the morning, getting your ass up as soon as your eyelids open up, jump out the bed, do what you need to do, spend that time and that beginning time on yourself. Now, this is one thing that I have learned these last couple months is that to get in tune with universe, give yourself time and make sure you're number one on that time list. Don't put nothing else and nobody else, nothing else and nobody else I'm talking about wife, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend. I don't give a rat behind who it is. You get up and do what you decide to do with your day, period. Spend that time, some time on you. Meditation time, whether you're dealing with crystals, whether you're dealing with prayer beads, whether you're dealing with reading, whatever you're doing, do it, and make a habit out of it. I can't say that. Get you some exercise in. You know, get you some exercise in, get that in, do something, work out. I've been hitting them weights. Whatever you got to do. Greg, I know you're an avid person because of what you do in the fire department. You guys got to stay in shape. You know, you can't play around. And when I seen you, when I met you for the first time, you were very, very, you know, very thin, lean guy in shape. Man, you look good. And so I know you got to keep that up. And I know, you know, you talk about that deep breathing, very important. Got a deep breathing. That's the intrinsic memory that we have, is to breathe. Because as we're breathing, we are breathing in information. Those air molecules brings information into us. Well, as we deep breathe, it's just not because we're panicking or those situations. It is because we're allowing more information to get into our body. Neglect. Taking this element out of your life. Now, that's, to me, hand in hand with procrastination. And we really want to hit this, and I really want to hit this real hard, and I want to hit this really on the raw side. So you guys got ears, you really can't, you don't want to hear what we're about to crack off, or we're about to crack it on off. Here's the main thing. What you screw around with, and then you walk away from it, don't pay it no attention, that shit's going to bite you. I don't care what it is. I don't care what you do. You can do a relationship like that. You can do your business like that. You can do your body like that. You can do your car like that. You can do your desires like that. We have to make sure that we stay focused. We have to make sure that we go out and find every type of situation that can help us, every advantage that we can get. It's almost like a boxer putting the brass knuckles in his glove. Hey, man, we got to do what we got to do. And we got to do it. We cannot neglect anything. We cannot. We don't put no attention on it. It's going down. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. You don't attend to it, it's going down. So whatever you guys out there that you're trying to do in your life, you want them finances, you got to make a step every single day to your primary goal. You got to. Do we not talk about that every day?
Yes.
I'll ask you in the middle of the day, man, have you made a move? I don't care if it's nothing but a paragraph, something to write. If you move five things out of a corner, whatever it is, you'll soon clear it out. You'll soon will chip at what you're going to do. You know what I mean? Or what your desires are. Now, even getting past that before I jump into some procrastination is the fact that do you know what the hell you want? And there's a lot of people out there don't know. They don't know. But you gotta know what you want. You gotta literally know exactly what you want. You gotta feel what you want. And you gotta be willing to let it assume you, absorb you, you into it, it into you. Waking up every moment of the day, that's what you're thinking about. Obsessed with it, burning desire about it, and you don't care what you lose to get it. You understand? Because you're going to have some people come through, man, and blah, 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 and, you know, we can't be cool no more, man. I don't care. Let's go back to my desire. Let's go back to my goal. Let's go back to what I am burning for. That's what we have to have today. And we also have to have it on the spiritual side. You know what I mean? You can't. I don't look at getting into the spiritual side as cruising into it. I want to take that hammer like Thor do, man. And when he put the hammer down on something, dude, he moves the earth with that hammer, man. He brings the gods in with that hammer. That's what I want. That's exactly what I want. That's the symbol of moving towards your purpose. So I wanted to touch that, and that's something that I can say that once you get focused and you get that momentum behind you, man, it's like you can't stop. And before you stop, once you get done, so to say, and you look and say, man, did I do that today? I mean, how many times, you know what I mean, did you, you know, you put your mind in something, you can say, did I do that? That needs to be an aspect that we keep close to our hearts every single day and bring some fun into it. It's not supposed to be draw out long. You got to bring some fun into it. You got to have some fun. You got to have some fun going towards and making your goal. I think that's very important for us. So, like I said, if you guys got any comments on that one, and hold on, sound like we got to go to break. 22, man, this time is moving. When we get back, we're going to talk about applying this force to everything in our lives. I want to hear from my co-host. Give us a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Welcome back. Anybody just tuning in, this is Jim Ferguson. I am your host for A Hustler Spirit Radio. My co-host, Judy, Greg, and Ken. Hey, I enjoy the subject matter today, definitely do, but I want to get right back to the point, and I want to hear what my co-host got to say about applying the force to all these things. Now, we talked about, just before we went to break, mental attitude. Got to have that right mental attitude. Don't let nobody get in your kitchen and mess up your apple pie. Big Daddy, don't do it. Tell them to stay out of that French vanilla. It's for you and you only. Sometimes you can't share it, baby. But you know what I'm saying? You got to keep it real. Sometimes you got to tell them, man, hey, this ain't for everybody. Mental attitude, staying flexible, vibrating at the highest level. Man, that is so important. So important. You got to be aware of that. We got to be aware of what we listen in, what's coming in us. We got to be aware of that shit. We got to be aware of that. Somebody talking out the side of their neck. Ain't got time, man. Shut them off and don't have no feelings about it. And the thing about it is, man, the word no, very easy once you get into the habit of saying it. Very, it's so easy, it's not even funny, dude. And you can say it in a way, it's not even going to be hurtful. It's not even going to be hurtful. And if it is, so what? That's my opinion about it. What you think about it, Big Daddy?
Always, I'm learning how to do it with a smile.
I'm doing it with a smile.
I mean, it's not getting back at anybody, but it's just like I said, just moving stuff out the way. And like I say, I'm learning how to know where I'm at, where I am, where I'm going, and definitely know where I've been. You know, so
I can understand it.
So, you know,
But I'm gonna tell you something, man. I'm gonna tell you something, and really, I think this is so important. What we do today constructs our tomorrow.
Yeah.
And if we can just take that attitude and say, you know what, man, I'm going to be respectful today. I'm going to be polite today. I'm going to be assertive today. And I'm going to be medieval with what I'm going after today for my tomorrow, period. And it ain't just tomorrow on this plane. Here's the catch. It's for your tomorrow if you decide if you're at that level or any other level you might be at. This is setting you up for your next lives. Are you with that? This is setting you up for your next ones to come,
baby. It's the smallest things, you know, because people, it's those temptations. tempting for them to do little things. You know, there's people, you go into places where you buy something to eat or get a sundae, and you have rude people, and you go in there and you deal with them, and you look at them and you say, man, I didn't even feel, you know, it just takes whatever you were expecting, it just makes it a little worse, you know.
It can if you let it. But if you
demand everything that you want to get, you can get it. Yeah. Just like I was telling you, I bought something it was my change. It was nothing but a penny, but it was just the ideal that this lady does this to me every time I go in here.
My man, what did you do? Explain to us what did you do?
I put my hand out for my change, my penny, because I wanted it, and it was mine, and I deserved it. I didn't, you know, take anything from her, and I made a conscious effort that I was going to get everything that was mine, whether it was the smallest thing or the largest thing.
My man. Now, here's the deal. Here's the deal with that. I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud of you. So you telling me, if you seen a penny going across the street rolling, would you get out your car and go get that penny? Would you stop your car in the middle of the street and go get that penny?
Yes.
Because I know I would. That's the bottom line. Because here's the next key to that, Big Daddy. Universe sees that penny no different than it sees $1 million. It's energy. It sees it no different than that. So, if you're not willing to get that penny, then you're not willing to get that meal. You're not ready to get that 100 thou. You're not ready to get that 10 stack. You ain't ready for it. But if you're ready to go get that penny and not have that person take your penny, that's your shit. That's your penny. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, baby.
You got his penny, didn't you, Ken?
I'm proud of him. He told me that story. When that happened, last week or this week?
Sunday.
He said, let me tell you something, Big Daddy. I wasn't going to let her get that penny from me. I said, what'd you do, man? I held my hand.
What did you do, Ken?
You know what, though? I did it, too. Come on. You got to keep it real, baby. Keep it real. That's a countdown to your money.
I mean, it's just like when someone does something to you, you don't have to be rude. You can let them know how you feel and let them know. And I guarantee you, you'll flip the whole scenario of them trying to be the aggressor or whatever they thought they... And you don't have to do it in a rude way.
Don't have to do it in a rude way.
No. You can do it in a friendly, loving way.
Yep. But you're creating proper boundaries, though. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're keeping your power by putting out the boundaries.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
But you're doing it in a loving way, though.
In a very loving way, and she'll give you that penny every time from now on.
Yep.
And thank her for it. Every time she gives you a penny, thank you, darling. I really appreciate that. And she'll start taking pride in giving you back that penny.
That's what I'm talking about, Judy. You went down and got down kind of low with that one. She's going to take pride to give me my own penny back. That's what I'm talking about,
yeah.
Darling. That's why I love you so much.
That's it.
We're keeping it real.
I love you so much. And just like you with your sister, I love you so much. And look what a day you had with her.
Wonderful day.
I love you so much. And it came back. And that penny will come back 1,000 times to you, Ken.
We want to come back about a good 10 meal times. Damn, that 1,000.
10 meal times.
Good 10 meal time. Add that one up while you're playing. Definitely. So, anyway, back to what I'm saying. Applied force to all things. Now, Big Daddy, using your scenario of your penny, matter of fact, let's get some t-shirts called I Want My Penny. That's what we need. With a big penny on it, I want my penny. I'm telling you, baby, I think that'll work. What you think? We can have them printed up by next week.
I need my change.
That's what I'm talking about. And what he did was he applied force to a desire to get his penny. And that's what we have to do. Because, see, all the stuff that we're talking about out here and everybody listening to it, it means absolutely a hogwash nothing until you put it and apply it. You've got to apply it. You can be Jesus your ass out. You can be Kabbalah your ass out. You can be Crystal out. But until you apply this science and any science, You don't. It's nothing but theoretical potential. We have to apply it. He wouldn't have got his penny back if he wouldn't have put his hand out. So the force was he putting his hand out. And I'm pretty sure he damn sure Skippy wasn't going to move until he got his penny. I want my change.
Right.
That's right.
And smile the whole way. Smile right. The whole way that you're doing it.
That's right. And be proud about your penny, man. Be proud.
Proud about it.
That's what I'm saying. He makes me feel like going in my pocket giving him a penny today. What's up, man? You want to, I got a penny. Let me see if I got a penny, man. No, I ain't got a penny. I got some onions, but I ain't got no penny, though. All right, let's break that on. Anyway, look here. We are having a conversation about energy management. Anybody just tuning in, that's what we're talking about today. So we went over those elements today. Now, what did I want to ask Judy? Judy, what was your response in the classroom that you had in Virginia Beach? I noticed that you said Virginia Beach with the palm trees. How was the weather out there? At least say that first before you get into your class now.
It's cold as all get out, so we don't want to go there. The temperature
it was cold?
Dropped this evening.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Right, we ain't gonna talk about that one. But how was the response from your class though, darling? How was the response?
Oh, this girl has changed her whole life. Her daughter, for the first time in her life, cleaned up her whole room all by herself. She forgave her daughter and just said, "I just love you, sweetheart. Whatever you need for me to do, I will do it." And this child is turning her whole life around just by forgiving this daughter for being what she perceived her daughter was. It wasn't the truth.
Right.
By changing her perceptions, the daughter changed with her. If you change your perceptions, the world will change with you. It has to. That's pure energy. You go, like that guy, he went in with real negative perceptions when he met you in that store. If he had suddenly turned around and apologized to you and said, "I'm so sorry, you know, yeah, I'm having a bad day, but hey, I'm so glad you're having a good day," the whole thing would have changed.
Yes.
Change your perceptions of the events, and the events will change with you.
That's right.
Oh,
that's
that.
The law of the universe. That's the law of the universe.
That is right. Wow. That is so right. Because, just that. Change your perception of it. That's right.
And the world has to change with you.
Yes, it will. Technically, it will. Technically, it universe, the world, it will bend for your desires. And it will bend for your perception. It will bend.
Yes.
And that's not only just a metaphysical statement, but that is also backed by the scientific world also. That is exactly right. And that kind of goes back to the compass. When I had made that statement months ago on one of the shows that we did, and I asked a question out there, a person has a compass and they observe a compass moving. And the movement of the compass needle, did this compass needle actually shift universe by moving the compass, by the movement of the needle, did it shift universe? And the answer is yes, it did. Not only did universe shift it by the magnetic or the polarization of the poles, but in the movement of the needle, the universe also shifted. So it had movement. So, you know, just the movement of the needle did its thing too. There was a shift there too. So that means, getting back to the statement that we had earlier, was the fact of moving every day towards a desire or towards our burning desires or to our definite a purpose, as Napoleon Hill would say it. Meaning I'm definite on the purpose of what I am doing. I'm definite on my desire of what I want. We just need to make a movement to that. And I think that's a very important thing for us to do. And also, as flexible as we can be, you know, getting back to that. And I really can't say that more, just flexible. And also, something that I read today, and I know we're coming close to the closing time of the show, but it was dealing with honoring and accepting and taking in mistakes. And having somebody to prove you wrong, basically. And not having ego get in the way and open up to the experience of a new point of view. You know how we know some people that don't want to be told that they're wrong? And we can't say that we haven't been that way also because of ego. But you know what? Cherishing that and accepting that and bringing that into your life because you're in doing so, you could see another perspective that might be a little bit higher vibrating than yours. I'm not going to say right or wrong, but I'm just going to say it could be a little bit more vibrating, could be a little lower, but at least accept it. And if somebody proves you to be wrong or proves you to be not necessarily as proper as you would want to be, accept that. Because that's a plus. And accepting that, it goes back to what Judy said earlier. Guess what? You open up an infinite realm of possibilities by just accepting that. Just like that guy would have opened up an infinite realm of possibilities. Or I could have opened up an infinite realm of possibilities if I didn't say anything to him. Or in saying something to him, I opened it up too. So everything that we do, we open up another avenue of possibilities. When you accepted your penny, you open up possibilities for your wealth. Open up infinite amount of possibilities. Greg cutting the grass today for a person and not making a big deal out of it, but doing it from his heart, and I know that's what he did it for and did it from. He did it from his heart. You ain't accepted nothing. You don't care if nobody, you don't care if you cut in the middle of the night, nobody's seen you. You're cool with that.
Yeah,
you know,
because exactly.
The job is done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The job is done. It does, you know, it's done. And that's an empowering feeling, too. And not when you're putting anything extra on it. You ain't putting no extra icing on it, man. You know, it is what it is, you know. And it is as it should be. And one other statement I do want to say, too, before I get out of here. It was kind of part of my week. I got a phone call up, and this person's going off, and they're going off and going off and going off. And I'm counting down the clock because I'm giving you a certain amount of time. And then I stop, let them finish, then interrupt. And I said, let me say this to you, and then I'm going to go because I've got to stay on point with my desires. I have an obligation to feel, and I'm going to fulfill it. Now, here's what it is. The person that you're talking about, they're perfect. All of the faults that you're trying to say that they have, they are perfect. Man, what the hell are you talking about? I said, stop. Homie life, check it out. Everything that that person thought about and did got that person to the point that they are right now. They are perfectly on time. Their attributes that pissing you off are perfect to them. So what you gonna do now? That's what I told you. He got quiet. I don't care if it pissed him off. He had to regroup. He hung up the telephone. Dude, I gotta go. Got a call back? Oh, yeah, for sure. Got a call back about 20 minutes up. What's up, man? What's up with you, dude? Nothing much, man. I see what you mean. Exactly. So why are you letting that person's energy get into you? You absorb it by talking about the crap. That dude is perfect. He's perfect. And so are you. You're perfect. I understand what you're saying, man. I said, all right, okay, that's cool. End of the conversation. Just like that. So, back to homie life in the place. When I got out the building, he was perfect. Need no attachment to that. And the best thing that we can do is learn how to detach from all of this crap. Engage and then detach. That's the bottom line. You know what I mean? And I think that's healthy for us. It's just something that I'm throwing out there. But in me seeing dude, and from what I have read, researched, experienced myself, helped me to see that event for what it was. And that's it. I didn't need to put nothing else on it. You know what I mean? I'm not going after for a Polish dog and I'm getting a hot dog and tripping and flipping about it. No, I'll just get my order right. So in the basic long story short, we're able to see things for what they are. You didn't put my coleslaw on, I'm taking it back, you got to put this on the sandwich. That's just how it is. So I'm able to see that. I was able to see that and free with it. Go ahead on about my business and laugh and joke about it. And what did we do when I told you about it? We laughed, didn't we?
Yeah.
Busted out rolling. Because it was just how it is. Where beforehand in the past, I don't think I would have busted out laughing. I have to be honest with you. I mean, I'm being honest. I don't think I would. I mean, I'd have been all, you know, you'd have been Big Daddy, let it go, let it go, let it go. Shit, it was gone when I walked out. It was gone when I said it. And it was cool. You see what I'm saying? So with that, I think that when we get that in line, I think we can apply what we talked about today to our own personal goals, our own personal drive. So in closing, Go out here and get your crystals. Get your crystals and study them up. Everybody, listen here. We're going to have to pop this show. This is it. I thank everybody. Judy, Ken, Greg. This is Jim Ferguson for Hustle Spirit Radio. Man, you got to check us out next Wednesday. At the same time, Eastern Standard Time, where we're at, is 8:55. We want to see you guys tune in. Tune in to us next week. Next week, I don't even know what the hell we're talking about, but we'll talk about it.
Cook your greens with turkey tails.
Y'all have a good one. We will talk to you next week. Judy, Greg, talk to you guys.
And stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio.